सर्वेभ्यः नमो नमः. गीताञ्जलिः अस्मि. हा, रोसारियो भगिनी, वदतु भगिनी.
थैंक यू. ॐ शिवक्रतुण्ड महाकाय सूर्यकोटि समप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे सेवा सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा. ॐ भगर्था संप्रक्तौ भगर्ता प्रतिपत्तये जगतः पितराव वन्दे पार्वती परमेश्वराव. ॐ जिनक्षरसमन्मयम् आधीतम्य महेश्वरात् कृष्णं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिमे चे नमः. I'm sorry because I don't know. तस्मै पाणि नमये.
पाणि नये.
ओ यस्, पाणि. तस्मै पाणि नये नमः. ॐ सहना भवतु सहना भुनक्तु सह वीर्यम् करवावहै तेजस्वि
तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु
तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मावित्युच्छावहै. I have problem with this because you have in the paper is the halanta, then vi. And I wrote.
So it sounds like this. Ma.
Ma.
Vid.
Vid.
Visha.
Vid. Visha. Vahai. And I wrote together the halanta and vi because I wanted to do the baby and the mother as you. So then I. Which is the baby and which is the mother here?
Baby is always on top. Mother is always the bottom letter.
Yes. And I wrote, could you later on to write in the your whiteboard?
Because for sure.
Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. Thank you. I'm sorry. Yes. The worst prayer.
No. Sundaram.
Okay, but I don't want to see the transliteration, you know.
No, it's good that you are practicing, Bhagini. I will write it for you.
In fact, so, I cannot read the transliteration. I confuse very much.
Me too. It confuses me also. So, Ved. So, I'm going to, you want me to write Sahana Vavatu?
No, just the last, Vishavahai.
Just the last one.
Yes, only for the baby and the mother to do that together, where in other books are, no?
Yeah. So it looks like this. Yes?
I wrote opposite.
So let me break this down and write again slowly. So the V, you know? V. Everybody with me? Everybody can see? Then V.
Yes.
Then the is there, right? My pen. The is there, so the, and now below the comes the mother, va.
The va.
Look at this.
So, yes. So
and then there is a e. So then the e comes here.
E short.
Ha. So, vid, e. V. See? Vid, V.
Sha.
And then Sha.
Sha.
Yes. My pen is not working for me today. Come on. And the rest is just like on top.
Vid, Sha. Yes, Vid, Sha.
Bahai.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'm glad. If you ask, then it makes me feel good, because I'm now, it gives me confidence that you are really trying to read Devanagari, and it's so beautiful that you can do that. It's beautiful that you can do that, you know?
Thank you.
Yes, it's beautiful. Astu. So I just sent an email to everybody, actually, because I feel that's a better way to do our class practice. Everybody check your email now and tell me if you can see a link I sent. Rebecca Bhagini, could you find your link?
I did. I'm in a textbook, Sanskrita Squad.
Yes. Can you open page 18?
Yes, there are pictures of a little boy.
Mm.
Right?
Very nice. Very nice. So I want everybody to open it. And when you open it, let me know. Meantime, because it's so simple, I'm going to have Rebecca Bhagini start reading the pictures. And it's very simple. Rest of you find page 18. As soon as you find it, tell me. Okay, Rebecca Bhagini, start.
Okay. Let's see. Do you want me to start with 1-1 or just go down or what?
Just go down the first picture.
The first picture. Okay, the first picture on the right says, Esaha Balikaha.
On the left, on the left, page 18. On the left, there's a boy. And then below him, there's a lion.
My book shows both pages. Okay. Let me do a single page here.
You see the boy with the lion below him?
Yes.
Yeah, that one.
I'm sorry. Hang on a minute. Let me make it big.
The lion.
Okay.
Please start reading.
I'm with it. The first picture on the left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Esaha Balikaha.
No. Esaha.
Esaha Balikaha. Balikaha.
I don't see a e, but I hear a e from your mouth. Do you see
hear an E?
Yeah, I'm hearing Bali. Balikaha.
Oh, okay. Esaha balakaha.
Esaha balakaha. Ityukte kim? Please translate.
And it's this is a boy. This is a boy.
Uh-huh. And if you were to put a kriya padam on this sentence, what would it be?
Asti.
Asti. Now, can you say the sentence?
Okay. Esaha balakaha asti.
Uttamam. Next one on the right of that.
Okay. Saha balakaha.
Finish the sentence.
Okay. Asti.
Asti. And me ityukte kim?
That is a boy.
Uttamam. Uttamam. Dhanyavadam.
Is it this and that or here and there?
No, this
one.
And that. This and that.
Okay.
This and that. Uttamam. Haan. Diana Bhagini, agrimam karotu Bhagini.
I am lost. I don't know which
you
page.
You got the link. Okay, on the link, if you open the link.
Which link?
Listen carefully and I will tell you. Open the link and it will be on who knows what page. At the very bottom of your screen, below all the pictures, is a bar. And on the right side of the bar, there is some number is there, out of 506. So you change that number to 18. 18 out of 506. And you
but
will
which,
be on the page.
Which That's link page. Do I open? The bookstore? Which link?
I don't know. I just sent an email this morning, just now, as soon as class started, Bhagini. Just now. 10 minutes ago.
Let me see. I found it. Yes,
Rosario
I was
Bhagini, you got it?
Yes.
And Sundar Mahodaya, you got it?
Yes, I've got it. 18, yes.
Oh, 18.
18. Yes, yes, yes.
18 out of 506. Karotu Bhagini.
Yes. Then I read what the lion? Eshaha. Simhaha.
Ityukte kim?
This is a lion.
Yeah. You have seen the movie Simba?
Yes, I saw it.
Now you know where that name comes from. Simha.
Yes.
The Sanskrit word. Many of the names in Jungle Book or in the, you know, the old Jungle Book movie are from the Indian author, and so they use, actually it's not an Indian author, but the author lived in India, and so he has called it jungle, because the word jungle is also Sanskrit word for forest, one of the words for forest in Sanskrit. And so Simba comes from Simha. Purnataya ekam vakyam vadatu bhagini kriya padam sahit vadatu punaha.
The next one?
No. Same one. Kriya padam kim? Kriya padam vadatu.
Asti.
Eshaha simhaha asti. Agrimam karotu.
Bhagini.
Mahodaya.
Are you following on the Abhyasa Pustakam? Where are these pictures?
No. I just sent a link just right as the class started in about 10 minutes ago. 15 minutes ago. Open that link, Mahodaya.
10 minutes ago?
Yeah, like at 12:30 something I sent in my time. I don't know, 20 minutes ago. Just open the link and come to page 18. On the bottom, you can choose the page number.
Let's try.
Diana Bhagini, agrimam karotu.
Saha Simhaha.
Kriyapadam?
Asti.
Asti. Ityukte kim?
That is a lion.
That is a lion. Uttamam. Rosario Bhagini, agrimam karotu.
Yes. Echaha Banaraha. Echaha Banaraha Asti. Ityukte, there is a monkey.
Banaraha. Uttamam. Akrimam?
Did you send it by email?
On email, Mahodaya. Just open it.
I haven't received any email from you in the last 10 minutes.
Maybe 20 minutes? Open your email.
I'm looking at it. The last time is 142. It says, is it the one that you didn't know?
Mahodaya, what is... Astu, I sent it. Okay, I'll send it one more time, Mahodaya.
Please. Thank you.
So, your Sundara is... Meena, should I send it to Meena Sundareshan?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, I send it to Hari Sundareshan.
T.Sundareshan at btinternet.com.
Wait, I just sent it to sanskritmeena@gmail.com.
That's my Meena. You send the Sanskrit to me, Gita Tivari.
Tell me your email now there.
Okay, I'll send the email.
No, just tell me the name on your email.
Okay.
Tell me your email, Mahodaya.
I'm doing it to me.
Just read it to me.
Going to tell you, Meena. No, Gita, Swadhyaya means study.
Yes, a beautiful word, Bhagini.
Sanskrit, Swadhyaya.
Swadhyaya,
Swadhyaya.
No, it's two words. Sva plus Adhyaya. Mahodaya, tell me your email.
I sent it.
Oh, you sent an email to me, huh?
You got it?
No. No. Did you... I just got one email. Okay, here. Okay.
Keep up in the reason at beating the
record. I got it. Okay, hold on. Yeah, so Swadhyaya means Sva Yogaha Adhyaya. Adhyaya ityukte kim?
Adhyaya.
It comes from, it means to study. So Swadhyaya means what? Sva means? Sva ityukte kim kopi janati va? Sva ityukte self. Self. That's how you get the English word self.
Sva
adhyaya. Self adhyaya. Self study. Self observation. That is the single greatest tool we have as humans.
Is what?
Is the greatest tool the ability to observe ourselves and study, like you said. When I get up early in the morning and I practice my yoga and I practice my meditation, how do I feel? when I get up really late in the morning and I drink coffee, how do I feel? When I get up in the morning and don't drink coffee, how do I feel? This kind of observing yourself through different situations every moment of your life is what allows us to decide how to be. How do I want to be versus how am I? So it allows us to change ourselves. It allows us to grow in a way that we choose.
I have a very bad internet because your voice is going and coming. I'm sorry.
Well, you'll be able to hear it in the recording. Everybody else can hear me?
Yes.
So Swadhyaya. Okay, Sundar Mahodaya, you got it?
I got the link. Thank you. I'm just trying to...
Please open it to page 18. Rebecca Bhagini, Agrimam Patatu.
What did you ask me?
Agrimam Pathatu. Pathatu ityukte read.
Thank you.
Pathatu bhagini.
Saha vana raha.
We finished that one, I think. Saha vana raha. I think. Did you finish? I think you did. Next one.
Okay, let me scroll down. Eshaha Ganjaha. Eshaha Ganjana.
Where is the nakara coming from? The na sound I'm hearing in your voice. Where is that coming from?
No.
Where is the letter? Which letter is there? You see
Aishaha. You're right. I got it. Okay. Aishaha Gajaha. Aishaha Gajaha Asti. This elephant. This is an elephant.
This is an elephant. Agrimam Patatu.
And saha gajaha asti. That is an elephant.
Uttamam. Sundar Mahodaya, page 18. Are you there?
You're looking at it. I'm looking at a link.
Yeah, open the link and go to page 18 out of 506. There are 506 pages in that I sent you. Look at page 18, please.
Page 18 in the Abhyasa Pustaka?
No, Mahodaya, in the link I just sent. Mahodaya, I just sent a link, Mahodaya. Please open.
Can you just hold me? Somebody is talking in the house.
Diana Bhagini, agrimam karotu.
Eshaha balikaha asti.
Eshaha puna patatu. Eshaha
balakaha asti.
Agrimam.
Saha vridaha. This is a boy that is an elder man.
Uttamam. Rosario Bhagini, agrimam karatu.
Eshaha simhaha. Eshaha simhaha asti. Saha haranaha.
Harinaha.
This that is a deer.
Oh, uttamam, uttamam. Ah, Sundar Mahodaya, did you open page 18?
I'm just looking at your picture again and again, the same thing. I can see Simhaha, Vanaraha.
Uttamam Mahodaya. In the right, on the right of the Vanara, two Vanaras, there's a third Vanara. And there is a bear next to it.
The first is Balakaha, then Simha, Vanaraha, and Gajaha.
And then go to the right of that, right page.
The right is
Balakaha on top. Below that?
Vrittaha.
Yeah.
Harinaha.
After that, now read, Mahodaya. Read. Read the one, Mahodaya. Read the page. Read the page. They are in pairs. So read the whole pair. Read the first part and then the second part. First part is with the monkey. Read it. Read that.
So you want me to go to the Balakaha?
No, Mahodaya. Read the monkey one. The one with the bear on it. There's a bear.
I think he needs to scroll down.
I think you will give up because you have a hearing problem.
No. Mahodaya, below the deer, below the Harinaha, there is a bear, right? You read it?
That is a bear, yeah.
And on the left of the bear, there is a monkey, Mahodaya.
Then there is a bear, then is an elephant.
No, monkey. There is a monkey on the left of the bear.
Oh, yes. That's a Vanaraha.
Please read that sentence.
Yeshaka Vanaraha Asti.
If you pick him.
The monkey is here.
No, not here. There is no word for here.
Yeshaha
ityukte kim kopi janati va?
Yeshaka is here, isn't it?
No. Esha. Vadatu?
Saha is there. Esha is here.
If Saha. No. Esha ityukte kim? Rebecca Bhagini?
Okay, I had the same confusion. Esha means this.
This.
It's close. This.
Something close to you. This.
And Saha is that, but it's not here and there. I had the same confusion. This and that.
This and that. For Pumlingaha, Ekavachana. Got it, Mahodaya?
Would you repeat that?
For Pumlinga Vachana, Ekavachana, singular masculine, this, the word is Eshaha. Avagatam Mahodaya, Sundar Mahodaya.
The Pullingam is Eshaha.
So Eshaha means what?
Eshaha is Srilingam.
No. What does Eshaha mean?
Saha means there.
No. Eshaha means this. Eshaha means this.
Oh.
Eshaha means, what does it mean?
This.
This. Saha means?
Oh. Oh, Eshaha means, he. Saha means she.
No. Eshaha means this.
This.
He means this masculine.
Okay. Eshaha is masculine, it is Pumlingam, and this.
And Saha means Pumlingam, that.
Pumlingam, yeah. Pumlingam. Saha is this, that. Ballukaha.
Ballukaha ityukte kim?
That's the bear.
Bear, asti.
अस्ति सः सः बुल्लकः पुल्लक् पुल्लुकः अस्ति
सः भल्लूकः अस्ति
सः पुल्लूकः सः पुल्लूकः अस्ति
अस्ति उत्तमं हा रोसारियो भगिनी अग्रिमं पठतु
एषः गजः एषः गजः अस्ति मीन्स् This is an elephant.
Agrimam pathatu bhagini.
Yes. Saha swaraha.
Saha?
Ashvaha. Saha ashvaha.
Ah.
Means this is a horse.
No, no, no.
Means ashvaha asti.
Ityukte kim?
इत्युक्ते दट् इस् अ हार्स्
उत्तमम् उत्तमं हा अग्रिमं
एण्ड् इफ् वी वाण्ट् टु से हियर् वी से अत्र
अत्र
अत्र अत्र अश्वः अस्ति
ओर् यू केन् से अत्र एषः गजः अस्ति Here, this is an elephant.
Okay. Atra gaj echaha gajaha asti. Okay.
Tatra
saha ashvaha asti.
Uttamam sundaram bhagini. Tadeva. Now the meaning is clear to you,
Yes.
उत्तमं भगिनि हा अग्रिमं किं ध्याना भगिनी करोतु
नेक्स्ट् पेज् वि फिनिश् अ पेज्
नेक्स्ट् पेज्
अनदर् पेज् ओके
करोतु भगिनि
एषः मयूरः
अस्ति
दिस् इस् अ ओय् हौ डु यु काल् देट् पीकाक् अ पीकाक्
केन् यु से नौ लैक् रोसारियो भगिनी डिड् हियर् दिस् इस् अ पीकाक् केन् यु से देट्
अत्र एषः मयूरः अस्ति
अग्रिमं
सः शुकः
इत्युक्ते
अस्ति तत्र सः शुकः अस्ति that is a is a parrot
उत्तमम् उत्तमम्
where is she reading all this thing? I've got only one page which you send me the link.
No, you Mahodaya, there is an arrow on the right. Click that arrow to the right once.
Sorry. Because yes, I can see that. You go up to 506 pages.
Mahodaya. Today I don't think we'll manage that.
I'm sorry.
Astu. Ha, patatu Mahodaya. There is a stick. Patatu Mahodaya.
Which one do you want?
There is a stick. Below the peacock, there is a stick. Rebecca Bhagini, patatu.
Yeah.
On page, the stick is on page 20 on the PDF. And
What I did was I made it a single view. You see the rectangle by the arrows?
Yeah, and I make it single view.
Yes, it's easier to follow if you use the single page.
Okay.
But Maldea, we're on page 20. 20 of 100, 506. Okay. Let's see the stick. Eshaha. Tandaha. Oh, okay. Tandaha.
Dandaha. Da, like T-H-E, da.
Eshaha dandana. Is that right?
Dandaha.
Did that sound right?
Pagini, dandaha.
Dandaha.
Can you hear, Rebecca Bagini?
Yes, I was trying to hear if I was pronouncing it correctly.
Yeah, so dandaha.
Dandaha. I was worried about the D's.
Yeah.
Did the D's sound right?
Soft D.
Yeah.
Soft sound. Eshaha dandaha. Now try to say here, this is a stick.
Okay. Asra. Eshaha dandaha asti.
Uttamam. Agrimam karotu.
Okay. Saha vristaha. Vristaha.
That's a conjoint letter, remember? And the first part of that letter is a k sound, and the second part of the letter is a sh sound. So put it together.
Oh, I'm there. Okay. Wait a minute.
Sh.
Okay.
Ksha. Ksha. Vruksha.
Vruksha. Is that right?
Vruksha.
Vruksha. Vruksha.
Now say there. That is a tree.
Atra.
No, tatra. Saha.
What is
that? Tatra.
Not atra.
Atra is here. Tatra is there.
Aha, okay. Tatra saha vraksti. Vrakshaha. Is it KST or
no,
KS?
KSH.
Oh, KSH. Oh, okay. KSH. Vrakshaha.
Vrakshaha.
Asti.
Uttamam. Sundar Mahodaya, agrimam patatu.
Are we on the same picture?
Now go to the one after the tree. Patatu.
Go to the next page?
No, Mahodaya, just below. They are in pairs now, Mahodaya.
Just below.
Below the danda. You read danda, no? Just below the danda.
Yes, I saw danda. Huh?
Then
we got a vrikshaha.
Then on below that, they are in pairs, Mahodaya.
Dandaka vrikshaha.
Below that?
Below that, nupaha.
No, they are in pairs, Mahodaya. They are in pairs. You know what pair means, Mahodaya? In couples.
Yes. Tat and etat. Tat and etat.
No, there is no tat and etat. It is eshaha and saha.
Yeah, Okay, this is Purnima anyway. Yeshaha, you're asking me, Bhikshaka, Bhikshakaha?
Bhikshukaha, if you take him.
He's giving you some donation or something. What's the other name? Bhikshukaha
if you take him, Mahodaya.
Eshaha, Bhikshukaha, Eshaha, here, this, Bhikshukaha is asking, somebody is giving.
No, Bhikshukaha, anybody can you guess? Who is a Bhikshukaha?
Bhikshukaha means Bhikshukaha.
A panhandler, someone asking for money. A panhandler, someone who needs money in it.
That's so sad. That's a very sad translation. It might be true, but it's not how the culture looks at it. Bhikshukaha is somebody who lives
by
offerings of others. It's not a panhandler. Panhandler has an entirely different connotation. But Bhikshukaha, often the most learned people in the culture are bhikshus.
Uh-huh.
Bhikshu is considered to be one of the highest life forms. Because
like sannyasa?
It's like sannyasa. It's like the ultimate giving up. You have no... Anything anybody gives, if they give, when they give, you are happy with. And if nobody gives, you are happy all the same. Bhikshukaha. Mm-hmm. So when you see, like if you... See people who go around with a little, they come to your door or you see them walking on the street, they are very, very simply dressed and they are usually the monks and the nuns.
Right.
And so it's a very auspicious, we considered it very auspicious to have a Bhikshukaha come to our house and we offer food or water or whatever we wish to offer to them. So that's a very respectable person. And the reason they are begging is not because they are lazy or because they don't want to work, but the reason they are begging is because they spend all their time studying and teaching. And in the traditional culture, just like medicine and education, nobody charged anything. It was always free. So you didn't make a living from teaching. You made a living from people's donations. That's all. If people were liking you, if they could afford you, then they would give you money. And usually the students whom you teach are also poor. So they cannot afford you. So then people in the society that respect what you do for your life, they will donate to you, not the students. So it's actually a very, very highly respected situation because you are free from, you know, you will eat whatever is given and you share with everybody. So it's not about like, most of us will eat what we choose to eat. And we're very picky. I like it like this. I like my dosa like this. I like my vegetable like this. I like my yogurt like this. No, but when you are a Bhikshukaha, you will eat however it is given, whatever that is given. So Buddha, the great Buddha saint, he himself was a Bhikshukaha. He was actually a prince, no? He could have easily become a king, but he chose to become a Bhikshukaha. So it's a very, very difficult life to live, but it's something that you choose to do and they are very respected in society. So it's the word, there is no English word for it that is quite appropriate. If you say beggar, then beggar in this country has a very different meaning. It's not a nice word. Panhandler is also not a nice word. It doesn't have good energy. No? So that's the difference.
And how do you call the people who indeed begged for money or for food?
Say one more time, who do what?
How do you call who is the people who is begging?
Yeah,
bhikshukaha. For food or for bhikshukaha.
Okay. Uh-huh, that's the word. Bhikshukaha means, and usually they are, like I said, they are very, very learned people who are either students or teachers. And their whole life energy goes towards learning and teaching and not towards making money, you know?
And well, and I think that even in this society that while the terms are not the same, the appearance is the same, because they teach us generosity.
You mean the beggars in this country teach us generosity?
Yeah, I think so. And give us the opportunity to be generous.
Yeah. It allows us. But mostly people don't look nicely upon beggars here. They say, oh, you know, homeless people or people that are begging, they think of them as not very, they don't look,
that's
the energy I feel here. In India, for example, or in Thailand, or in Buddhist countries, or in Hindu countries, they are like, people find it very auspicious when they come to your house to beg.
That's very interesting. Yeah, well, in this society, if you're right in terms of the stereotype, but in terms of people who are parallelized, they don't have that attitude. But not everybody. Well, all I'm saying is not everybody has that attitude. Yeah.
I mean, if you're handicapped for some reason, then people might be a little bit more sympathetic. But, you know, bhikshukas don't have to be handicapped at all. They are actually very, very high-performing humans. They perform at a very, very high level. They perform higher, more efficient and better life than your life, actually. But they don't spend their focus on what is, in modern life, considered successful. In this modern life, only money making is considered successful. If you make a lot of money, you're really successful. That's kind of wrong. There's something.
Yes, indeed. I agree.
Yes, there is something fundamentally wrong with that philosophy. And it is so fundamentally wrong that it is hurting our current lifestyle and thinking and growth and evolution. Hugely hurting. So bhikshukaha, like Buddha, was a bhikshukaha. I mean, he is the most revered person for a Buddhist or even Hindus. I mean, he is a Hindu. As far as Hindus, we don't distinguish between Buddhists and Hindus, because Buddha was a, you know, Hinduism is not any one strain of thinking. Hinduism doesn't have any characteristics other than completely trying to give us the human freedom in our thinking, to be not colored by our past, to be not colored by our experiences, to be able to approach a situation with as much liberated mind as possible. That's a Hindu. So it has no colors. So Buddhist also is a similar philosophy. So we don't distinguish, so we consider bhikshukas in a very high standing. But in modern life, success is considered to be money-making. So there's a problem there, a fundamental spiritual problem.
So when we see a bhikshukaha, then we say that it is a person who is living, say it again, living by...
Yeah, living very simply, very
basic, very simple.
And they spend all their energy and focus on learning and teaching.
And learning and teaching.
On
and
knowledge.
Giving. Okay.
Their whole life purpose, they have focused, they have chosen to focus it on knowledge. Yeah, so they actually are not, they travel a lot because, that's part of learning. And their teachers often will travel with them, or they go from one school to another, or they go from one teacher to another as they become older. And some of them will spend decades as a bhikshukaha. Most of them will spend their whole lifetime as a bhikshukaha. And in our culture, often they will be wearing yellow or orange or red colors. That means these are the colors of fire. You know, when you look at a fire, what is the color of fire? It's yellow, orange, sometimes darker orange, reddish flame, right? That's a common color of fire. So they wear the color of fire because they are depicting that their life purpose is driven by the fire of knowledge, by the fire of who am I? Who am I? That's what they're driving. That's what they want to find out. That's why they wear those. That's why they wear those colors. So it's easy to distinguish a bhikshukaha from a lazy beggar. It's easy to distinguish. There's a difference. They are not every beggar is a bhikshukaha, but a bhikshukaha is one who is a very, very respected human.
But when we see somebody, we have to assume everybody is a bhikshukaha until they prove otherwise?
No, you don't. I mean, you can see a bhikshukaha will be somebody who will know a lot of knowledge. They will know a lot. You can, by simply talking to them, you can figure out, like, quickly. Like, they will know all the Sanskrit, they will know the shlokas, they will know the meanings, they can, you know, recite books and books to you verbally, orally. They are very, very dedicated to learning. But not an average, there are some very, very poor people that are just poor because, I don't know, for some other reason. They may not be a bhikshukaha at that point. But a bhikshukaha.
Thank you so much for that discussion.
Yeah. Okay, Agrivam Patatu Mahodaya. Sundar Mahodaya Patatu. Sundar Mahodaya. Astu, Kim. Rebecca Bhagini Patatu Agrivam. Can you hear me? Anybody?
Yes, I hear you.
Rebecca.
I'm not hearing you. Your voice comes and goes.
Oh, Rosario Bhagini, your internet or your computer is something.
I don't know if you are talking to me or what you're saying.
Maybe try to log in again, Bhagini. Log in one more time, Rosario Bhagini. Reboot and log in.
Shall I read? Or
No. Reboot and log in again. Try coming in again, Bhagini. Rosario Bhagini.
It's very warm, the sound.
You cannot hear. Rebecca Bhagini Patatu.
Okay. Saha Narpaha.
Nrpaha.
Nr. Why not nar? Why nr? Nr. Nr. Nrpaha.
Yeah. You cannot nr. I don't know what nr means because this is half na and full ra. Na is on top. Na is the baby. R is the mommy.
Nrupaha. Is that correct?
That's right.
Nrupaha.
Ityuktekim bhagini?
That, and I don't know the translation, that is somebody else. Asti.
King.
King. Okay.
Saha, nrupaha. Nrupaha.
And so then I would say tatra, saha, nrupaha, asti.
Asti. Uttamam. Okay, next one. Diana Bhagini Patatu.
Eshaha.
Chatraha.
Chatraha. This is a young boy?
Student.
Student.
You see he's wearing his school uniform?
Yes. Saha. Adhyapakaha.
If you pick him.
That is a teacher.
Teacher. Uttamam. Uttamam. Agrimam. Rosario Bhagini. Patatu. Now you have to think of the word for this and that yourself. Rosario Bhagini Patatu.
Echaha Balakaha. Saha Simhaha.
Uttama.
There is no relation. Sorry.
Uttamam. Sundar Mahodaya Agrimam Karotu.
I'm coming.
Patatu Mahodaya.
Yes. I'm trying to be pretty bigger. I can't read that. Yeshaha Vruddaha. Tarunaha.
Tarunaha. Ityukte kim?
He is an old man. This is a young man.
This is an elderly man. That is a youthful.
The elderly man. Is young.
Uttamam. Rebecca Bhagini Agrimam Patatu.
Okay, number 5. Pancha. Let's see.
So Tarunaha means young?
Young boy.
Young? Or adult?
Young.
Because we saw other word for young. I don't remember.
So many words are there, Bhagini. Tarunaha. Tarunaha means like a young male. Like a youthful male.
Tarunaha.
And for a woman, it would be Taruni. Taruni. If it was a woman, it would be Taruni. And if it was elderly lady, it would be Vriddha. Like that.
Yuvati.
Yuvati is one for young girl.
Young girl.
Yuvati, Taruni. So many words are there, Bhagini. Because each noun in Sanskrit is an expression of a feeling, of an experience. So I can look at a woman and have so many different experiences of that. You know, or a woman yourself can feel differently. Some parts, what depends on what aspect you look at.
Astu. Parpatatu, Rebecca Bhagini Agrimam.
Before we go on, based on that picture, would the Tarunaha kind of imply that he's not so young, but maybe a teenager or coming into teenager?
Oh, he could be even a 20-year-old. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Youthful.
Okay.
Still number? Youthful. 20-year-old okay. is still youthful. It could be a teenager is still youthful.
A young adult. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, so number five, pancha, is cha shakaha, cha shakaha, and so it's esaha.
No, this is far away. Remember the pictures. All the far away pictures are longer.
Huh. That's true, and I knew that. Saha cha shakaha.
It took him.
It's a glass or a cup.
Saha chashakaha it took him.
This is a cup. This is no. That is a cup. That is a
that,
cup.
That is a glass.
That is a glass.
Okay. Agrimam karotu.
Agrimam.
Next one.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Dataha. Sa. Eshaha. Dataha.
Eshaha. Ghataha. Itupte kim?
It looks like a jug.
No, terracotta. It's a terracotta water pitcher.
Okay, this is a terracotta water pitcher.
Uttamam ghataha. Uttamam. Uttamam. Kim. Rosario Bhagini, patatu agrimam.
Gita, let me. I am opening by my cell phone because the image, my internet is very bad. Let me see.
Astu. Diana Bhagini Karotu.
Vinaha. Ah, no. Primero. Vinaha. Eshaha Vinaha.
No, Minaha.
Minaha.
It took him.
This is a fish.
Eshaha Minaha. Agrivam?
Saha Makaraha.
Makaraha. Uttamam. Ityukte kim?
A crocodile?
Yeah. Uttamam.
That is a crocodile.
That is a crocodile. Next page. Please turn the page, everybody. So now we are on 22. Yes. Patatu Sundar Mahodaya Karotu. Karotu Mahodaya.
Eshaha Shukaha.
Hello, Shukaha.
Shukaha Asti.
Eshaha Nasti Mahodaya. Eshaha is for this. This is far away. See, the hand is so far from the bird. So it's that. Use the word that. What is the word?
Etat?
No, etat. No, etat means this. Napumsakalingam. Shukaha lingam kim?
Napumsakalingam.
Pumlingam. Uttamam bhagini. Pumlingam. Pumlingam. So Pumlingam, what is the word for that?
Tat etat. Yes.
No. Tat etat is napumsakalingam.
Yes.
These are not napumsakalingam. They are aha ending words. Tat. Aha ending words are Pumlingam padam.
Yeah.
In Pumlingam, how do you say this?
Eshaha.
Eshaha shukaha. अग्रिमं करोतु महोदय सः शुकः एषः मयूरः
सः
डू यू अंडरस्टैंड महोदय अस्तु रेबेका भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु
ओके नंबर 10
11 भगिनी
ओ 11 ओके
11 एंड 12 डू 11 एंड 12 हां करोतु
ओ आहा एषः चन्द्रः एषः चन्द्रः सः ओ इत्युक्ते दिस् इस् द मून् दिस् एण्ड् देन् इफ् ऐ से अत्र एषः चन्द्रः अस्ति This is the moon here, or here is this moon.
Uttamam, agrimam.
Okay. And then, saha suryaha. Suryaha. Saha suryaha asti. That is the sun. And so if I say, Atra saha suryaha asti. That there is the sun. This here is the moon. That there is the sun.
Or you can simply say atra chandraha asti, tatra suryaha asti. Yeah?
Would you repeat that? Please repeat that.
Say, atra chandraha asti, tatra suryaha asti. Here is the moon, there is the sun. That's all. That's also good. Atra and tatra do not change for any gender and they do not change for any vachana. They are avyaya padam. Very convenient words. They never change. Atra, tatra. Got it?
Yes, thank you.
Uttamam. Rosario Bhagini, 13 and 14.
Atra vidalaha.
Atra
kukuraha.
Kukuraha. Now try to say this cat.
Asti. This is a cat. No, here is a cat. There is a dog.
Now try to say this is a cat.
This is a cat. It's Echaha, Echaha, Vidalaha, Vidalaha, and Saha, Kukuraha.
Uttamam.
So it's Arpulingam both.
Both are Pumlingam. How do you know?
Because the Visarga.
Ending in the Aha. Aha, and Uttamam. उत्तमं हा दियाना भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु
एषः गजः अस्ति अत्र एषः गजः अस्ति दिस् इस् एन् एलिफेण्ट्
Saha Mushakaha. Tatra Saha Mushakaha Asti. There is a mouse.
Why you think they put a elephant with a mouse?
Because of Ganesha.
Why does Ganesha have a mouse?
He rides on a mouse.
Yes. Why would an elephant choose to ride on a mouse?
I don't know.
The mind. The mouse means the mind.
Oh, that's interesting. You think of the mouse as the mind. That's very beautiful. And how did you think of that?
Oh, by the Ganesha story.
I have not heard the mind story, but the story I have, I want to hear your story and I'll tell you my story.
Let me remember. The elephant, normally the elephant fear a mouse. And
why? They do? They don't? They do?
I don't know. The story always are there.
In the story, it fears a mouse, and then?
Yes. And the mouse is moving everywhere all the time. So it's like our mind that is moving everywhere in all sides. So Ganesha rides the mouse because he's controlling it.
That's a story. That's a good story.
Yes.
And my story is slightly different. The relationship with mouse and the Ganesha is because we think of elephant and we think of, you know, only the big things in life usually. But the big things are just as dependent on the little things. You know, little things are just as valuable as big things. So don't, just because you don't see microorganisms or you don't see the small flowers or you don't see small insects, you know, tiger is not the only thing that needs to be protected, or elephant is not the only thing that needs to be protected. And the story is actually very beautiful. It starts by this, this mouse who is always scared because he's so little. And so he's very, very fearful, and he does a great amount of meditation and tapasya, or meditation, austerities, Shiva comes to him and says, okay, dear mouse, you have worked very hard, you are in deep meditation, around 1,000 years, what can I grant you? And so the mouse says, you know, everywhere I go, a cat will chase me, I'm always scared of cats, make me a cat, that way I'll never fear a cat. So Bhagwan, the god, changes him and he says, okay, here you are, now you can be a cat. So then now he's a cat. And now he feels really good that he's not scared of cats anymore, but then he starts to realize the dog is always chasing him. So then again he does a deep meditation, and again God comes. And he says, now what do you want? He says, no, that was a bad idea to become a cat. I should have just become a dog, because a dog is always chasing cats and I'm always scared of good dogs. Make me a dog. So he makes him a dog. Then after some time, he finds that this tiger is coming, and he's always scared this tiger will come and eat up the dog, or leopard will come and eat up a dog. So then again he says, oh, that was not a good idea. Ultimately, I should be a big cat, not a small cat.
So again he does meditation. Again God comes and he says, make me into a big cat. Don't make me into a small cat. That was not a good idea. He says, why? He says, because these big cats will eat me up. I'm always scared as a dog. So then he makes him into a big cat. Then the cat says, cat is walking, and then he sees that this big elephant is there and he can easily crush him. So he's very scared and he says, no. Actually, please, oh God, make me into an elephant. So he becomes an elephant. Then the elephant, he wants to go and to eat and to do all these things, but he realizes that the forest is drying up and all his food is going, and he thinks, oh my God, I have such a big belly, I have to eat all the time, and this is not good. I want to be a forest, because a forest is so much more powerful. So he says, goes into meditation, says, make me a big forest. So then God makes him into a big forest. Then the forest sees that, oh, it's been raining and raining and everything is flooded, the whole earth is flooded, and the forest is dying. So again he meditates. He says, no. Actually, make me into a cloud, because the clouds come and they are so much more powerful than I am. So he makes him into a cloud. Then the clouds are very happy. They are floating around. Now he's very happy. He says, I can float around, look at whatever I want. I just go anywhere I want. It's so nice. I don't have anybody's fear. Then he sees that the sun is beating him down and the clouds disappear in the hot day. So then he says, oh, the sun is more powerful. God, you please make me a sun. So the God makes him into a sun. Then the sun is going everywhere, shining on everything he wants. He's shining on the dog and the cat and all the things that he used to be scared of. He's shining so strong that everybody is scared of him and running away to shadow. And then he's shining, and all of a sudden a big cloud comes, really big cloud. And the sun says, oh my God, I cannot penetrate this cloud. This is really big. Actually, cloud is more powerful than I am. It can block even the sun. So again he goes to meditation and he says, no, I'm so sorry, I made a mistake. Actually, cloud is more powerful. Make me a cloud. So he makes him into a big, heavy cloud. So then the cloud, heavy cloud, is moving. He's very happy. Now he can block the sun whenever he wants. He can shower down on a forest and make a big flood wherever he wants. And then the cloud is going, but then a big mountain comes and it blocks him. And the cloud is too heavy to go over the mountain. He gets stuck behind a mountain. And he says, oh God, I'm going to do meditation again. And this time I want him to make me a mountain. That's the biggest. There's nobody bigger. So God makes him into a mountain. And now he is this big Himalayas, massive Himalayas. He has control of the clouds. Everything is going well. And then he realizes that something is eating him up underneath. And he looks down and he sees this little mouse making a big hole in his mountain. And he realizes that actually a mouse is so powerful. Then he finally goes and he says, make me back into mouse, oh God. That is the most powerful. So it shows the beautiful story that shows interdependence and everybody having to live together, and a mouse just as important as elephant or sun or anything. So that's the story.
That's a great story. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, it's a beautiful story. So it's a very common culture to find an elephant and a mouse in the same, you know, even in beginning Sanskrit classes. Okay, next one. I forgot whose turn is it now. Who wants to say number, the next one on the girl? Mahodaya, are you ready? Sundar Mahodaya, are you ready for the next one? I don't hear him. I don't hear Mahodaya. Astu, Kim, whose turn is it? I forgot. Haan, Diana Bhagini, Karotu Agrimam.
Esha Balika.
Lingam Kim?
This is a girl.
Lingam Kim?
Lingam. Strilingam.
Esha, not Eshaha. Esha Balika.
Esha Balika.
Kidrusha padam a dirgha I a karanta, long a ending feminine word. Balika. Agrimam patatu.
Sa balika.
Itipte?
That is a girl.
Uttamam. Rosario Bhagini, Agrimam Patatu.
Echa Lata. Sa Lata.
Itukte?
I don't know what kind of plant is, but
Lata is a climbing.
That is a name.
It's a climbing vine, Bhagini. You know? You know how some plants will climb on top of something?
Okay.
Go up and up and up.
Yes.
Yeah. And so there's a lata.
Yes. Lata. And it's also a name also.
It's a name, of course, yeah. Lata is a very common. So many, many names that we have in our culture are directly from nature.
Okay.
Yeah, directly from nature. Uttamam, Agrimam Patatu, Rebecca Bhagini.
I'm sorry, you'll have to skip me. I've lost my place in trying to recover it.
Okay, it's the one right below the plant. On page.
I know, but I'm not. I'm on page 100 something, and I can't get back yet.
Oh, Asu, Sundar Mahodaya, Astiva. I don't hear him. Sundar Mahodaya?
Sorry.
Patatu Mahodaya. Next one. Karotu.
Is
the one below the lata.
Hold on. I'm all right now. Next one is Yesha. Shatika.
It's okay.
This is a sari.
This is a sari. Next one.
Shatika asti. That is a sari.
That is a sari. Uttamam. Diana Bhagini, Agrimam Karotu.
Esha Mala.
Mala.
Agrimam? This is like a rosary, a mala.
Rosary, mala. Uttamam. Agrimam?
Sa mala. That is a mala or rosary.
Uttamam.
Srilingam. Necklace.
Like a garland. Necklace, garland. Uttamam.
Okay.
Uttamam. It can be made out of seeds or beads or flowers or
Yeah, anything. It can be made out of anything.
How can you say pearl mala? Pearl mala?
Mala.
How can you say pearl?
Huh?
Pearl mala.
Oh, pearl. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The word for pearl is muktim. They are like mukta. The word is mukta, meaning pearl. Mukunda means pearl. Uh-huh.
Mokti.
There are many words for pearls. Uh-huh. Agrimam Patatu, whose turn is it?
I'm back. I can do it.
Okay, Rebecca Bagini.
This is Rebecca. Yeah, okay. Eshaha balikaha.
Na. Sami karotu Bagini, read carefully.
Next.
Okay. Esha balika. Okay, and sa vrida.
Itukte kim?
Vrida. Okay. Esha balika is, this is a girl.
Uh-huh.
And sa vrida, itukte, this is an elder woman. That is an elder woman.
Uttamam.
That.
Rosario Bagini, agrivam karatu.
Echa chatra. Sa?
Echa chatra.
Adhyapika.
Sa adhyapika.
Adhyapika.
Uttamam. Everybody understanding what is going on?
Yeah.
Very simple. Lot of just revision. Uttamam. Diana Bagini Karotu Agrimam.
Mm-hmm. Esha Lata. This is a plant.
A vine.
Uh-huh. Sa Kalika.
Kalika.
Kalika, that is a rose, maybe?
Is a bud.
A bud.
Not open yet. See, the flower is not quite open. Sa Kalika. Next one, keep reading. Keep along the line. Read the next one on the line.
Esha. Patrika.
Oh. It took him?
This is a magazine, maybe?
Oh, magazine. Uttamam.
Sa Pustaka.
Pustika.
That is a book?
Book. So pustika ityukte book, apicha pustakam napumsakalingam api book. You can have this word in two genders. Pustika and also pustakam. So but when you say pustika, you have to use esha or sa. You cannot use etat. But for pustakam, you say etat pustakam. Got it? Because this is visheshana, visheshya, bhava. If you take him?
Visheshya,
bhava, if you take him?
The adjective and the word modified by the adjective.
Noun, adjective and noun relationship.
Yes.
And what is the characteristic of that relationship?
It has to be the same gender and number.
And
Vibhakti.
Vibhakti and?
Gender, Vibhakti.
Gender, Vibhakti and Vachana.
Number.
It has to match. That's why Sa Pustika. You cannot say Tat Pustika because Tat is a adjective. It's saying that. Not any book, that book. So it's an adjective. So it must match gender, number and Vibhakti. Uttamam. Uttamam. Dhanyavada Bhagini. Astu. Kim. Sundar Mahodaya Agrimam Patatu.
Vetika.
Ha. Esha Shatika. Patatu.
Esha Shatika.
Ha.
That this is sari. Sa petika. That's a box.
Like a briefcase or a box, yeah. Briefcase.
Esha padashala. That's a school. Sa goshala. That's very detailed. The cow.
It's a cow home. Home for a cow. Goshala.
Goshala.
See, the ending shala is the same. Pathashala, where studying happens.
Goshala.
Shala means a place of caring, a place of home.
Yogashala.
Yoga Shala is another one. The place of yoga, where yoga resides. Yoga Shala. Uttamam. Uttamam. Rebecca Bhagini Agrimam Patatu.
Shamala.
Rebecca Bhagini?
I got lost.
We're at the bottom of 24. Bottom line.
Okay.
Bottom line. We're reading two pages at once now because they're all side by side.
Okay.
So improve your vision to double page and then go along all four. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, wait a minute. So we're not going top to bottom. We're going across?
Across and then top to bottom.
Oh, okay. Let me go back to two pages then.
Yeah.
I missed one. Okay. I couldn't find the book. I'm going, where is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me make it big. Hang on a minute. Okay.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. Thanks for listening.
At the very bottom of the page, huh?
Page
22.
24.
I'm on 24. Patatu Bhagini, at the very bottom. Read. Can you see?
I had it a single page at a time, and I think that's when I got messed up. So I have the vine, I have the cat and dog, I have what's on a hanger.
No, Bhagini, page 24. Page 24.
Okay, I'm on. Okay.
Bottom of page 24.
Okay. We did the mala. Did we
do the
musician?
No. Do the mala.
Okay. I only see one thing. Esaha, esa, esa, ma, mala, ma, mala, esa, mala, mala.
Ityukte kim?
This is a mala.
What is a mala?
It's a bead necklace.
Or a garland. It can be made of anything. Flowers, beads, seeds.
Oh, okay. It's a garland.
Garland. Agrimam?
Okay. And then sa teva 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 ta teva ta.
No, what is the first letter? What is the first letter there?
On sa?
Yeah, after sa, what is the first letter?
It's it's a D, it's not a T. Devata. Devata.
Devata. If you take him?
I would guess musician.
No. But a deity.
Well, a devi is a god, so it's sa ma la is a, this is a garland, and then sa devati.
No, devata.
Devata is a god. That is a god. This is a garland. That is a god.
Agrimam, keep reading along the line.
Okay. Let me move it over. Okay. Esa, Esa, mastika. Mastika?
Makshika. Makshika.
Makshika.
It took taking.
Well, this is an insect. It may be a fly.
A fly. Fly.
Makshika.
Is a fly. Makshika is a fly.
Okay. And then sa. Let's see. Pi-li-ka-ha-ka. Let me do it again. Li-ka, okay. Pi-pi-li-ka. And sa is an ant. That is an ant. Pi-pi-li-ka.
Pi-pi-li-ka. Uttamam. Pi-pi-li-ka. Ant. Uttamam. Sundaram bhagine. Agrimam, one more time let us do. So, Sundar Mahodaya, Agrimam, next page, 26, top, please do. Mahodaya? Astiva, Sundar Mahodaya? I don't hear him. Diana Bhagini Karotu. Ne Agrimam.
Esha Saraswati.
Esha Saraswati. Dirga E. Also Srilingam Padam. So Srilingam, we have two varieties being shown. Dirga A, long A, and Dirga E, long E. Both are feminine. But in Pumlingam, yes. We have only learnt Aha. But in Srilingam, already they are teaching you two kinds of ending. Esha Saraswati. Agrimam?
This is Saraswati.
Sa.
Saraswati.
पार्वती उत्तमं सा पार्वती बोथ आर गॉडेसेस हां
यस
सरस्वती इज द गॉडेस ऑफ हु
बर्थ
हां
नॉलेज
द यूनिवर्स
नॉलेज एंड म्यूजिक शी इज द गॉडेस ऑफ म्यूजिक एंड नॉलेज she's my goddess. I have a massive statue of her in my room. And then who is Parvati?
Is Shiva's partner.
Ah, Shiva's partner. Oh. Actually, all devis and gods and goddesses are the same as everything else on the in the universe, in the cosmos. Everything is the same. These are just representations of that oneness, but in a form that is easy for us to like and to make stories with. That's all. To help us learn about how to be a good, how to have a good life. Asu uttamam rosario bhagini agrimam karotu
echa janani
ityukte kim
I don't know.
Janani is a mother. The one who gives birth is a janani.
Okay.
Janani means who? Janani means the one who gives birth.
Okay. And sa bhagini.
Bhagini. Ityukte kim?
Sister.
Sister. Sa bhagini. Uttamam. Sundar mahodaya asti va? Karotu mahodaya agrimam. Pen. There is a pen and a pencil. Karotu.
But mother is mata also, right?
Mata also. So many words, Bhagini.
Okay.
Mata is the one who gives us, who is the source of all life, that mata.
And how do you say, mama janani or
mama janani, mama mata, my mother.
Mama mata.
Mama janani.
Okay.
Janani, the word janma or jana, jana means individual. The one who has been birthed is a jana or an individual. Mm-hmm. And who do they come from? We all come from Janani's mothers. Uttamam. Sundar Mahodaya Patatu.
I'm trying to find out where we are. Where Janani.
Below Janani.
Down on the same line.
Down. One pen and pencil. Mahodaya Patatu.
Esha Lata.
No. Mahodaya, pen and pencil. Pen and pencil is there. See? Below the Janani.
Below Janani. Okay. Esha. Lekani. Sa. Akantani. Akantani.
Ankani.
Ankani. Ankani.
Ankani. Ankani. Ankani. Ankani. Ankani. Ankani. Ankani. Pencil.
Pencil.
Lekhani ityukte pen.
Lekhani
pen. Uttamam.
Ghati.
Ghati ityukte?
It's a clock.
Clock or a watch.
Kartri.
Kartri.
Kattari, yes, there is another tagar. Kattari.
Two tagar there. Kattari.
Kattari.
Kattari. Uttamam. Dhanyavada Mahodaya. Whose turn is it? Diana Bhagini Karotu.
Esha. Dar. Darva?
Darvi.
Darvi. That's a long I. Darvish.
Ityukte kim?
This is a spoon.
Yeah, but it's a serving spoon, like a big spoon.
Darvi.
Agribha?
Sa chalani.
Ityukte kim?
That is
a sieve.
What? A sieve?
Yeah, sieve. Sieve. Yeah, it has a hole, so you can sieve. Sa chalani. Uttamam. Rosario Bhagini, agrimam karotu.
The review. Number one.
Echalata.
Sa balka.
Agrimam karotu. Do four.
Echa petika. Sa chatika.
Uttamam. Rebecca Bhagini, do the next four.
Sa lichani. Esa Anthony. And just pull my page down.
What are you, Bhagini?
Okay. Sa. No. Asa. Do rika.
No. Is first sound. No, it's not a do. What's the first letter? Who can help her? What's the first letter?
Wait a minute. I thought I knew two. Oh,
what is
it? Churika.
Churika.
Is that right? Churika. Okay.
Strong aspiration. Churika.
Churika. Okay. Esa churika. This is a knife. Sa chalani. That is a sieve.
That is a sieve. Uttamam. All right, next page really fast. Next four. Sundar Mahodaya Karotu.
Can you tell me which page are we now?
Now we are on 28, beginning.
28?
Beginning.
Beginning, okay. Eshaha Katri.
Is that correct? Can you say Eshaha with Katri?
Katri.
Katri Lingam Kim?
It means this is a pair of scissors.
Nana, Lingam Kim Mahodaya?
We always say in England, pair of scissors.
Mahodaya, Lingam Kim? Lingam ityukte Kim?
Singam? No, Singam. Lingam.
Kim?
This is neutral. Naka?
Lingam Kim Mahodaya?
This is neuter, isn't it?
How do you know neuter? How do you know feminine pumlingam, neuter? How do you know?
This is not Purilingam or Srilingam.
Mahodaya, my question, what is my question? How do you know? What is the method of knowing? What is the method? Who can tell her, Mahodaya, the method of knowing the Lingam?
Purilingam is, this is, it's neutral.
Wait a minute. Sundar Mahodaya, Shrunotu, please listen. Diana Bhagini, how do you know Pumlingam, Strilingam, Napumsakalingam? Vadatu.
Pumlingam ends with ha.
With visarga.
With visarga, yes.
Yes.
And Strilingam ends in long A. Or long E?
Not long A. Long?
Long A.
Ah. And then long
A.
Or long E.
And long E.
Ah. And then Napumsakalingam?
In
So this one is ending in what? Mahodaya? How is the word ending? Sundar Mahodaya, number 9. How is it ending?
This is neuter.
Mahodaya, how do you know is neuter or feminine? That's my question. Bhagini just told us if it ends, the word ends in a long A or a long E, it is feminine. Which is this ending?
This is E.
So what do you think the lingam is?
Srilingam.
Ah, so what is the adjective in front of it?
Patatiti. Ah, it's Srilingam.
Ah, so then can you make the sentence?
Yesha Tatri.
Agrimam?
Madhyam.
Make a sentence, Mahodaya.
I know the answer. Looking for what is it?
Can Rebecca Bhagini can sahayam karotu?
This is Srilingam. Ekavachana?
Ekavachana only. We have only done Ekavachana.
What's the question again?
Rebecca Bhagini, Sahayam Karotu Bhagini, number 10, Vadatu.
Are you asking what it is? It looks like a hot dog on... It looks like a hot dog on a stick.
No. But I don't... Patatu,
Bhagini. Patatu. Oh, Bhagavatu. Okay. Sa Valani. 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 Valani.
Valani.
Valani.
Valani. Valani. Valani. Is a rolling pin.
Okay.
It's a rolling pin. A wooden rolling pin. Velani. Sa velani. Agrimam. Rebecca Bhagini, agrimam karotu. Next four, please.
Okay. Esa. Mala. Ichukte. This. The mala. Okay. Sa. Lata. That is a vine.
Agriba. Okay.
Wait a minute, I lost my place again. I scrolled.
Number 13.
Sorry.
Number 13.
Yes. Oh. Sa dati. Esa dati.
Ghati. Ghati.
Kati.
No.
Oh.
Gh with a GH. Ghati.
Yes. Ah, okay, I'm still confusing the bit, the aspirated. Okay. It's a gatti. This is a clock. Sa, I don't know what that one is. Ka. What is the combination there? I don't know.
Patatu, Mahodaya, patatu.
Ka.
Vadatu, Mahodaya. Mahodaya, vadatu. Number 14, vadatu.
Dvi.
I don't think he hears very well. Rosario Bhagini, vadatu.
I think it's double D, no? Dichakrika. Dichakrika.
Dvi.
D.
Not D.
D.
There is a V.
Dichakrika.
Puna vadatu?
No, dichakrika.
It is dvi. Dvi.
Dvi. It's dvi. Okay. Dichakrika.
Dichakrika. Dvi means two. The word dvi means two. And chakra means wheel.
So, yes. And dichakrika.
Left of the circle. Dvi chakrika, two wheelers.
Dvi. So you say dvi or dvi? Dvi.
Dvi. Dvi.
Dvi.
Dvi.
Dvi. Dvi chakrika. Dvi.
Chakra. You know, you have heard the word chakra.
Yes.
Chakra is often in America, they call them chakras. I don't know why.
Yes, the chakras. Yes.
They say chakra, but that's not right. The word is chakra. Chakra means wheel.
Yes.
It's the center where the energy spins outward.
Okay, so dvi chakrika.
Uttamam. Uttamam. Agrimam. Ante ha. Rosario Bhagini karotu ante. Last one.
Sa. Adhyapika. According to the hand. No.
Yeah.
Echa.
Sa. Adhyapika.
Sa. Adhyapika. Echa. Chatra.
Uttamam. So, we have done 10 pages of this exercise. Wonderful, please. Very good reading, everybody. It's excellent, but I want you to now write down all these sentences. You have the link in your homework, and then make sure you are reading and writing the lingam and the vachana and everything.
Okay.
So to learn the words and to write them down in your own hands and take a photo and send it to me. That's the homework, huh?
Okay.
10 pages we did. Very good. Uttamam. And Kopi Prashna Asti, anybody question?
Thank you for your passion.
Thank you. Very nice to see you reading so beautifully without any help. Very nice. Uttamam. Sundaram. Dhanyavada Sarvebhya. Who would like to sing the last closing chant? Diana Pagini Padatu.
Yes, I would. Om Purnamidam. Purnamidam. Purnat Purnam Rachate. Purnasya Purnamadaya. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu. Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Sundaram Bhagini, Dhanyavada Sarvebhya, Namo Namaha.
ಧನ್ಯವಾದ
ಭಗಿನಿ.
Thank you.